Once about atheist Joe Rogan seen regularly attending church. By Warner Todd Houston on May 27, 2025. Podcast King Joe Rogan used to call himself an atheist. But in the last few months he has been seen regularly attending church in his Austin, Texas, home, sources say. The turn toward Christianity is just one more step down the road of major life changes for the popular entertainer since he moved to Texas in 2020. He has gone from indifferent Democrat voter to Trump supporter, tweaked the left with his opposition to Democrats' responses to COVID and the COVID vaccines. And he has also begun voicing Christian ideals on his show. And being seen in the pews on Sunday seems to be wholly fitting with his recent direction in life. In an appearance on the Know What You Believe with Michael Horton podcast, Christian writer and speaker Wesley Huff says Rogan has been consistently attending church in Austin. Huff also said that he has been counseling Rogan and is very encouraged with Rogan's progression in faith. He's a very inquisitive individual, Huff said. I think for the better in that he's communicating with me and other people in his life who are influences that can speak into, you know, these issues of reliability and trustworthiness and verisimilitude of something like the pages of Scripture, and where he should and shouldn't be looking for the information in regards to that. Rogan's evolution mirrors that of a growing number of Americans, Huff notes. He especially pointed to the fact that a Christian podcast, The Rosary in a Year, briefly overtook Rogan's show as the nation's top podcast as evidence that Christianity is on the upswing in the USA today. Huff, who has been a guest on Rogan's podcast, added that there has been a surge in sales of the Bible at bookstores, too, and said, "We're seeing what I don't think is an exaggeration to say somewhat of the resurgence in interest in these topics that we've been talking about. I definitely got the vibe that he was mulling over the question about Jesus in a very thoughtful way," Huff told the host of The Living Waters in February. "What I said to Rogan was, if Jesus is simply a moral example, you just need someone to pattern yourself after, you don't need someone to save you. Because, in that sense, you can save yourself. And I honestly think the Jesus of history, the Jesus we read about in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, does not give you that option. In fact, he gives you the opposite. He says you cannot do it. You will strive and you will strive and you will end up working your way to hell." Rogan raised eyebrows on his podcast this month when he said he was sticking with Jesus and went on to say that the story of the Christian Savior's life is more plausible than the Big Bang theory of creation. While speaking to TikToker Cody Tucker, Rogan raised questions about the Big Bang theory and criticized some of the assumptions behind the assumptions about how the universe began, especially the idea that everything came from nothing. He also launched into his thoughts about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Excellent video of Joe Rogan rationally breaking down the atheist's claim of creation versus the resurrection of Jesus. Must watch. pic.twitter.com/xftkmrmbst. Charlie Kirk, at CharlKirk11, May 12, 2025. It's funny because people will be incredulous about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but yet they're convinced that the entire universe was smaller than the head of a pin, and for no reason that anybody's adequately explained to me, instantaneously it became everything? He said, adding, "I'm sticking with Jesus on that one. Jesus makes more sense." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.